This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1587. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded October 20th, Albania, Angola, Antarctica, Argentina, Australia, Azerbaijan, Belarus, Bangladesh, Bulgaria, Canada, Costa Rica, Djibouti, Europe, Germany, Greece, Honduras, Korea North, Kuwait, Mauritania, Netherlands, Philippines, Russia, St. Helena, Sri Lanka, Sweden, Tahiti, Turkey, USA, Vanuatu, Vatican, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Last week, we were glad to report that Radio Tirana, Albania, had resumed shortwave broadcasts. The good news. Now the bad news. They have decided that they must curtail many of their broadcasts, and they cannot wait until October 30th to do it, the regular seasonal schedule change date. Instead, as of October 21st, there's an interim schedule, effective for only 9 days, leaving only two English broadcasts on the air. 14:30 to 15 on 13625 to North America, and 20 to 20:30 on 7465 for Europe, both Monday through Saturday only. And after the seasonal changes, these will both be 1 hour later, 15:30 on 13640 and 2100 on 7530. Furthermore, they're reducing Albanian language broadcasts at 07 to 9 on 7390 and 23 to midnight on 7425 to Europe and North America, respectively, every day, to become 1 hour later on the same frequencies starting October 30th. So no more English broadcasts in the evening to North America. The one remaining at 1430 UT has been poorly audible here, the propagation conditions not being very favorable at that hour on 13625. From Angola Press, October 16th, via Arnaldo Slein and the GRA blog in Argentina, news that the RNA provincial station in Moxico, M-O-X-I-C-O, is getting a new 25-kilowatt shortwave transmitter to be installed in Luena. Those with long memories may remember hearing Moxico when there were a lot more shortwave stations in Angola, and old listings in the WRTH say the frequency then was 5191, although as Kai Ludwig says, it's unlikely they'll again use such an unusual out-of-band frequency. And Carlos Gonsalves says, don't hold your breath, although this has been announced, it will probably be some time before it's actually on the air. By the way, the colonial name for the town now called Luena, where the station will be, was appropriately Vila Luzu, which Carlos Gonsalves still likes to use. Ron Howard in California and I barely heard LRA 36 Antarctica again on another Thursday, October 13th, 15476, at various times between 13 and 14 UT, mostly just a barely detectable carrier. I also had traces of it on Tuesday the 18th. By the time most of you hear this, we will know whether they appeared again on Thursday the 20th. They might have been more likely to because that's their 32nd anniversary, according to a newsletter from the main Argentine base in Antarctica, marambio.aq, via Bill Westenhaver. The maximum transmission span had been 1230 to 1500 UT. Slightly easier to hear, the Argentine feeder on 13365.5 USB is being reported again. Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia heard it October 16th at 0119, relaying Radio Continental with a sports broadcast about racing, apparently. Also heard in Italy by Mauro Giroletti, October 15th at 1940, also relaying Continental, but he says it was on lower sideband. correct frequency 13363.5. Reporting to ABDX, Tim Tromp in West Michigan got a QSL by email from Radio Simbon in New South Wales, saying that they're still running on half power of 500 watts due to a technical issue they have yet to overcome. It's on 2368.5, and it signs off around 1200 UT. The person replying was Tom Tsamouras, T-S-A-M-O-U-R-A-S, from S-Y-M-B-A-N, at radiosimbon.com.au. In BCDX, Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria says, after about 2 months' absence, Radio Voice of Justice from Stepanakert, Nagorno-Karabakh enclave in Azerbaijan, was heard again October 8th from 05 to 05:26 on approximately 9677.8, with the program in Azeri, giving a mailing address, same as in Passport of 2006. He thinks this activation may have been connected with a visit to the Caucasus by the President of France. This prompted a reply from Reinhard Matsur in Austria, who had actually tried to visit the station a few years ago, or rather it was a few months ago, based on the address in the handbook and in Passport, but instead found a new private residence where he was not welcome. Now that the higher bands are opening up, we're getting more and more harmonic reports of shortwave broadcast stations appearing on 2, 3, or even more times their fundamental frequency, and many of them posted to the Harmonics Yahoo group, such as this concerning Belarus. Jürgen Nohuis in Germany heard BR1 Minsk on 18345, October 16th at 1504, third harmonic of 6115. Ron Howard in California says, my recent receptions of Bangladesh Betar on 4750, such as October 18th at 1418, have been due to propagation favoring Bangladesh rather than RRI Makassar, Indonesia. However, Bangladesh signed off at 1500, and then he could hear that RRI Makassar is still on the frequency as well, with fairly clear reception over the third station, CNR1 in China. For reasons known only to themselves, Radio Bulgaria has been running two unsynchronized transmitters on the same shortwave frequency from their two different sites, 7400. Jürgen Lohis in Germany heard the harmonic on 14800, where there was no conflict, but when he checked the fundamental 7400, October 16th at 1520, he was hearing both of them, one with a satellite delay causing an echo. Wolfgang Büschel also checked this out and informed Ivo Ivanov of Radio Bulgaria, who confirmed they're running two transmitters on 7400 during certain hours between 14 and 1600 UT. Plovdiv is on there, and from 13 to 1630, Kostenbrod. However, only Kostenbrod is on 7400 between 13 and 14 and 16 to 1630. So if you hear a harmonic on 14800 during those hours, you know it's coming from Kostenbrod rather than Plovdiv. But then Wolfgang Büschel heard harmonics of 7400 and another frequency, 9400, on 14800 and 18800 at 1307. Just about every morning from 12 past 1230 UT, we've been getting lots of Mexicans on medium wave. But the morning of October 17th, it was different. Some unexpected Canadians were coming in from the opposite direction from the north. We got two stations from Saskatchewan. At 1202 UT, it was CKJH 750 in Melfort, and at 1219 CFSL 1190 in Weyburn. Last week, we reported hearing the Canadian pirate Radio True North, at least it appears to be, from Western Canada. And we've now received an EQSL from the operator who saw our report about it when it was on 6305. Usual frequency, however, when there's no interference, is 6924.7, both in the AM mode around 0500 UT. The QSL says power output about 150 watts into an inverted V up 55 to 60 feet. It came from Radio True North at gmail.com. I can still detect a carrier under the heavy Cuban jamming. At approximately 5954.2, October 17th at 0347. So it's likely still Radio Republica via the Alcor transmitter in Costa Rica. But I hear their schedule has been greatly reduced to only 02 to 04 UT, more or less, Sundays and Mondays only, and it's no longer on the daytime frequency it had been using, 9965, believed to have been a different, very low-power transmitter, although the fierce jamming continues on both frequencies. In shortwave bulletin, Anker Petersen in Denmark reports that Radio Djibouti was still off the air as of October 10th at 2030 from its only shortwave frequency, 4780. It had been rather easily heard in North America around 0300. Let us know if you ever hear it again. Via Alakesh Gupta and Tom Taylor, publicity from FRS Holland, the Euro Pirate, about a full broadcast Sunday, October 23rd, from 0752 until 1400 UT on 5800 and 7600, but a chance of using 7685 instead. Thomas Faulkner in Germany says Hamburger Local Radio will conduct a series of tests on the new shortwave frequency of 7265, which was formerly used by Südwestrundfunk and its predecessors in Germany. But this will come from the shortwave station in Gehren, operated by MV Baltic Radio with 1 kilowatt. The schedule is Saturday, October 22nd, from 06 until 16 UT, with possible interruptions for antenna adjustments, and Sunday the 23rd, starting at 1400, although this is not confirmed. The tests will continue until November 13th, mainly on Saturdays and Sundays. Hamburger Local Radio will welcome reception reports and confirm with a special QSL. Jean-Michel Aubier in France wonders, is Radio Macedonius gone? It's actually transmitted from Avlis, the same site as Voice of Greece now, but with separate programming on 9935. However, October 15th, he was hearing it was parallel with Voice of Greece on 9420 and 15630 at 1455. Of course, there are lots of disruptions in Greece, strikes and so forth, which may explain a temporary change in programming. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany also heard this on its second harmonic, 19870, October 17th at 1525. Julio Pineda in Guatemala says, since October 11th, I've been tuning in a very good signal from HRPC in Honduras, 3250, which had been off the air for many months. Always very good news when a domestic station returns to shortwave. He's heard it around midnight 30 to 0240 and 13 to 14 UT. It's also known as Radio Luz y Vida, and in the past we've sometimes heard this station broadcasting preachers in English with consecutive translation to Spanish. Bob LaRose, W6ACU in San Diego, says, while looking for Asian 10-meter contacts, I found the third harmonic of Voice of Korea in English on 29190 at 0140 UT, October 17th. It was not parallel to other English frequencies, 13760 and 15180. The 9730 English program is for another target, East Asia. Yes, those who carefully tune the 10-meter ham band for AM signals may find other broadcast harmonics, most likely three times frequencies in the 9 megahertz band. Propagation is such now that usually the strongest station on the 13-meter band from 13 past 14 UT is Radio Kuwait on 21540, way over Spain on the same frequency as both have refused to move. We also hear the English broadcast from Kuwait on 15540. It seems that every day at about 18:02 they have a program about Islam, which is very slanted toward the Sunni angle, but what would you expect? Medium wave DXers across North America have been hearing a signal on 783 kilohertz, believed to be Mauritania. Starting with George Sherman in Minnesota, October 13th at 0215. It should be easy to identify by paralleling to the shortwave frequency 7245 if only it were on the air, but it usually is not until later and sometimes doesn't come on at all. But if you can match them up, you've got a definite on Mauritania. It's also reported as far as the west coast, around Victoria, B.C. Walt Somniv and Nick Hall Patch have been hearing something on that frequency, 783. Mauritania's alternate shortwave frequency, 4845, still has not been confirmed as ever in use. You're listening to World of Radio number 1587. Our website brings you much more information, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Tom McLaughlin in Lubbock, Texas, in memory of Gigi Lytle, who sent a contribution to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. One may also contribute by PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One useful thing about missionary stations is all the odd exotic languages they may use. Some people count stations heard. Why not count languages heard? On 7460, October 13th at 1301, I was hearing some harmonious hymns, but couldn't be sure of what language. According to schedules, it was FEBC in the Iba site, Philippines, which has seven native languages, from 13 to 14 UT, depending on which half of the hour and which day of the week. At the time I was listening, on a Thursday, at 1300 it was Jeh, J-E-H, and after 1330 the language was Hre, H-R-E. By the way, the frequency was wobbling. Sounds like an old transmitter that needs to be fixed, or perhaps replaced by one they've moved in from Saipan. Some DRM transmissions carry two different audio streams at once. In Italy, Giampiero Bernardini was listening to Voice of Russia on 9850, October 7th at 0820. Program 1 was in English and Program 2 in Russian. They had some audio dropouts. Harmonic chaser Tim Bucknell in the UK says conditions are building. Every day is slightly better than the last. On October 19th at 1453, he was getting Golos Rossi with test tones on 31280. That's 2x15640. The fundamental had muddy audio and interference, perhaps DRM or jamming. In case you're wondering about a Radio St. Helena Day this year in late October or early November, there will be none this year again due to equipment problems. We've not heard anything at all from them, and there may not be any more. Terry Kruger in Florida reports SLBC Sri Lanka on 11905. October 15th at midnight 28, a nice signal and alone on the channel in the Hindi service with subcontinental music and mentioning Sri Lanka, and there was an English ID. Weakening by 0120, but still there at 0156 in parallel with 7189.75, which was mostly poor. When he turned the radio back on 11905 at 1057 UT, there was SLBC again with more subcontinental vocal music. From the website of the Alex Anderson station in Sweden on VLF, SAQ, 17.2 kHz, Mike Terry sees a special broadcast planned for United Nations Day, October 24th at 10:30 UT, but they start tuning up at 10:10, and then at 1800, starting at 17:30. The transmission, of course, is on CW. There will also be a Christmas transmission December 24th at 0800. In the mayor tip sheet, Tim Tromp in Michigan was able to pull in Tahiti on medium wave 738, October 10th at 1142, French talk and operatic music. It was faint, but he was able to parallel the music to their web feed of Radio Polynésie Première. Mostly a strong carrier, producing audio at peaks. Joe Hanlon in New Jersey says North Americans looking for Turkish music in the mornings should tune to 13635. TRT to Europe has a good signal. It continues all the way from 0900 until sign-off at 1255 UT, intended for Europe, but carrying on to Eastern North America. I also enjoy their Turkish music on 11980 until 0555. We hear from an employee in U.S. International Broadcasting that the Broadcasting Board of Governors moans about foreign countries blocking VOA on the web. So why is the BBG blocking the site BBG Watch on government computers? Could it be they don't want the truth to be known about their true mission? It makes you wonder. If your computer isn't blocked, it's www.usgbroadcasts.com/BBGWatch/. A press release from BBG via Clara Lissensprechen and Hans-Jürg Biener is headlined, BBG announces new strategic plan, a 5-year plan designed to grow and reform U.S. international broadcasting. This is much too complex to deal with now, but I suggest you read all about it in the new DX Listening Digest, number 11-42. And furthermore, Kim Andrew Elliott's evaluation at his website, also reproduced in DXLD, kimandrewelliott.com. News from George McClintock on October 18th. That his third transmitter, WTWW number 2, had finally started testing on the air. Initially, only open carrier with 12 kilowatts as needed on 9990. The night frequency to be 5080 or maybe 5095. Later on, he says they may test with parallel Pastor Pete Peters programming as on 9479. Or 5755, and maybe do a live special like they did for number 1 with Ted Randall, playing oldies and taking reception report phone calls. So keep an ear on those new frequencies for WTWW. Remember our World of Radio times on WTWW number 1, Thursdays at 2100 on 9479, and UT Sundays at 0400 on 5755. Joe Hannon in New Jersey complains of co-channel interference from China in English on 7415 when trying to hear World of Radio on WBCQ Thursday at 2130. It seems that WBCQ is resigned to accept whatever interference is imposed on their frequency, but we can look forward to the B11 season when there apparently will be a one-hour break in Chinese use of the frequency from 22 to 23, and of course, our time will shift 1 hour later in November to 22:30 on Thursdays. However, there will be another station on the same frequency at the same time, FEBC in the Philippines, which we hope will be less of an obstacle in New Jersey and vicinity. And remember our new frequency on WWRB, UT Fridays at 0331, 3195, so far in addition to 5051. Family Radio has been avoiding the subject and consequently avoiding Harold Camping for the past 5 months. But October 21st is his latest doomsday for the end of the world. Good luck, everybody. NPR's Morning Edition had a story about him on October 18th, as did the Kansas City Star of that date via Mike Terry. Sunday mornings are interesting times to monitor U.S. medium wave stations because many of them bust their formats, as I put it, broadcasting something other than you would expect, and it's not just preachers. Some of my observations on October 16th, with much more detail in my log reports and DX Listening Digest. On 670 before 12 UT, WSCR in Chicago was instead running At Issue from WBBM. I didn't have time to check whether WSCR programming sports was on 780. At 1241 on 680, I was hearing Cowboy Poetry and Music, probably from KFEQ in St. Joseph, Missouri, instead of their usual far-right wingnut talk shows. Back to Sunday in a moment, but in frequency order, we come to 750 a couple days later. On Tuesday the 18th, after 12 UT, I was hearing news in Ukrainian. Could it have been that Canadian again? No. In this case, it was the Chicago market station, WNDZ. Back to Sunday at 12:45, 850 KOA in Denver, had religious music. Turns out to be the Lutheran Hour, although they do not admit it on their own program schedule, starting at 1200. On Sunday at 12:46 UT, KSGL in Wichita, Kansas on 900, which has a nostalgia format, was playing some Southern Gospel. It's a syndicated program, Gaither Homecoming. On Sunday at 12:36 UT, Radio Disney in Salt Lake City, 910, KWDZ, had cut away for a local talk show interviewing a Rotarian. Again, they do not admit it on their website. Not only on Sunday, but just about any morning before and after 12:30 UT, I've been hearing Spanish on 1020 under my semi-local KOKP in Perry, Oklahoma. I finally identified it as coming not from Roswell, not from Los Angeles, but from Omaha, Nebraska. There was a format change earlier this year by KMMQ. On 11:50, Sunday at 12:17 UT, I was hearing Broadway tunes, Angela Lansbury and Ray Bolger, from the North-South. Yes, it's KSAL in Salina, Kansas, which is known as News Radio 1150, but not on Sunday mornings, when it's listed as the Bill Miller Show. However, the show I was hearing was Dave Granby's Audiophonic Collection. A special medium-wave DX test, the first of the season, has been scheduled at short notice for early Sunday morning, October 23rd, from WGBW 1590 in Denmark, Wisconsin, from midnight to 1 a.m. Central Time, 05 to 06 UT, 10 kilowatts on their daytime pattern, including tones, IDs, and unique music. Report to WGBW at lsol.net. Thanks to Sean Axelrod and Saul Chernos for this news. Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in Sao Paulo State, Brazil, confirms he's no longer hearing Radio Vanuatu on 3945. October 15th, around 08:30, it was just Radio Nikkei 2 from Japan. But he was hearing Vanuatu on 7260, October 16th at 0805 to 0823 in English with island and pop music. Wolfgang Büschel heard Vatican Radio from their installation inside Vatican City proper, 4004.053 at 0228 UT. He says, after October 29th, they're moving this to 3995 and to the external site at Santa Maria de Galeria. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued October 18th. ANK indices only 5 and 2, occasionally 8 and 3. Solar flux dropping from 155 October 20th to 125 November 4th to 6th, back up to 145 by November 13th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio, 1587.